Told me today, so I guess I've got it. I'm going to call the meeting to order, and I'd like to call on Bert to lead us in the prayer and the pledge, please.
Will make. Pray most quickly, if you would. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the beautiful day that we've had. Thank you for all of the many blessings you give us, Lord. We just ask that you be with us and guide us today. This meeting, everything we say and do will be to glorify you, Lord. If there's anyone that is out there that couldn't make the meeting today, just hope that they're well, whatever they're doing. Lord, we just ask to be with the meeting, conduct it, that we will conduct it the way that you'd like it to be conducted. And we ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I don't know where. We'll go to the flower.
We'll go to the flower.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Bert. All righty. I'd like to call on Richard for the reading of the last month's meeting minutes.
Steve Rogers called the meeting to order. Jim Hickey gave the opening prayer. We had a motion to suspend the minutes. And we had Lieutenant Stephen Karish. Or was it Kara from the Salvation Army spoke about their network, which was really, you missed something if you weren't here. If you would like to go to www.saturn.org, you can get more information on the Salvation Network's response team network. Treasurer report, and David Glenn and Arthur Christie gave each discussions on Skywarn classes, and which is now behind us. There were in the actual technician class that started out with 18, it said, I have here that there were 19 present. I don't know what the outcome of the class was. We discussed the Red Cross wind up and Architect's bike ride, which is coming up on April 11th. Is also will be Scout-O-Rama, which will also be April 11th, and I'm sure that all of that's in place now. Clarence Schilling brought up the fact that the website and the mail-out needed to be completed, and let me tell you. And from what David said, we're going to have something on the mail-out. Hamfest committee gave a report. Ruth Schilling called for more food prep. At that time, she said she had four people committed and that she needed at least 16. Bert Phillips brought up bringing up of a donation to the Arkansas Children's Hospital. And there was a motion made, and it passed to donate $100. From the next meeting. Bylaws committee was brought to a vote and is, I assume, in full effect now under the new bylaws. Robert Talent Sr. brought up that if we were looking for another place to meet, Central Christian Church was offering their facilities, which is very kind of them. And the next thing I have is Carl Nyman gave a demonstration of his QRP rig, and which was really neat. A motion was made to spend money on a second banner, and Arthur Christie and Jason Spivey are going to do that. And then the next thing I have down here is that there was a motion to adjourn, and somehow or another my ink quit. I don't know who made the motion, but it was seconded by LaRue Schilling. That's it.
Any changes or discussions to the March meeting minutes? If not, I will call for a motion and a second for approval of these minutes.
I'll motion.
Robert Bailey's motion, LaRue seconds. All those in favor, signify. All those opposed? So moved. All righty. Officers report, treasurer's report. Ms. Teague, will you give us a treasurer's report?
I guess so. Right now, as of this morning, about 5:30. I was getting a report. As of this morning, we've got $7,441.15 in the bank. Paris has not cashed our check yet, which totals $1,551.25. We went over budget of about $51.25.
But not really, because some of that money will be coming back.
Huh?
So it'll be under budget. It's all said and done.
Oh, okay. But anyway, then we got, I'm in receipt of two invoices. One's for the banner for $94. $98.12. And the other one is for the website for $107.82, which is a total of $205.94. So you subtract all of that from that $7,441.15. Yeah. Other than that, that's about it.
All right, money hasn't been taken out yet, right?
Right. No. Thus, the $1,551.25 hasn't been. They hadn't cashed the check yet, yeah. And then the banner and the website is just invoices up here to be paid. These, let's see, Arthur Christie, I believe, didn't you do all of this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have we'll call for some motions on those later on.
Oh, okay. But that's it, folks.
Thank you, David. Anybody have any questions?
I got one.
Okay.
What's the money for on the website?
Okay. It's the hosting website on the new website. And that you got a committee. I'm going to get in. It's the
hosting fee.
For the website, the new website.
All right, is that going to be a monthly bill, yearly bill?
It's yearly, I believe.
The $107 right now is the 2-year deal.
2 years.
2 years.
Or it could be more somewhere down the line.
It'll be more in 2 years.
How much more?
Be about $240 probably.
Next question.
Yes.
Was any of this brought up before membership to pay this out?
Not yet. We're going to call for a motion here in a little bit.
The banner was.
The banner has been approved.
The banner
it's
was
been
approved
voted
last
on.
Meeting.
Yeah.
The banner was what?
The banner was approved last meeting.
Yeah, he just.
And money
not
validated.
According to the minutes.
Do what?
Not according to the minutes.
Yeah.
The banner would be looked into. It didn't say you purchased it.
Well, there was a motion made.
There was
yeah.
always a motion.
Yeah.
Not amended.
It's been amended. It's been amended.
You meant the minutes after you took after the meeting?
Oh wow.
That ain't right.
The website wasn't discussed.
The website.
I know there was talk about the website, but there was no discussion about what it was gonna cost.
No, that hasn't been discussed.
Brought up
no.
for a discussion.
Just the banner was the only thing
just
that was done.
Approved.
That was the only part that was done. We didn't even talk about the website.
No.
So in other words, y'all gonna spend the money to approve it?
No.
Well, that's the way it looks at me.
No, it's not been approved. That's the reason there's been no check.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You done spent the money.
No.
That check has not been written.
No checks have been written.
You got two invoices right there.
Well,
you got two invoices.
You've got invoices, but the checks hadn't been written. But now, we had a motion last meeting to pay for the banner. We actually authorized up to $150, if I'm not...
Rich had on the website for the minutes. I mean, I didn't read that in there. They said that it would be brought up, that they would check into it. They didn't say that it was approved to be spent money again.
We'd have to go back and check the minutes, Richard. But I do know there was a motion made and seconded, and we voted on it. And I believe we authorized up to $150 for the banner.
We can really easily go to the website now and play the whole audio tape if we want to.
Well, that's all right. Anyway, I've got one more question.
Okay.
The website, the odds are here. That's got to be false. All right,
you said they're going to with a credit card.
Well, that's kind of a long-term goal.
I mean, is it going to be in there sometime in the future or what?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of one of my long-term goals, be able to do PayPal.
My next question is, who's going to pay that fee for that credit card? Is it going to be the club pay it out or what? Is it going to be, are you got a free one? It's called a 501c3.
Well, there are several payment gateways out there, and I think one of them is free, but I haven't checked into the details. What makes that free? PayPal right now, there's two things to do with PayPal. There's Express and Standard. The Express is 2.9% plus 30 cents. I don't know why 30 cents, kind of weird. But anyway, so if you do a $30 membership fee, then it's around $1, $1.10, something like that for the fee.
That means who uses a credit card has to pay that above their fee.
Right. The difference between the Express and the Standard in PayPal is the Express is PayPal only, and the Standard is the PayPal thing plus the credit card.
So it wouldn't be the club if you didn't.
No.
It would be the club. It probably would be the club.
Yeah.
They'll pay that fee.
You would pay $30, and that dollar or dollar ten would be deducted, and we would only get the $28.90.
Yeah.
There's fees associated with it.
But with PayPal, there is no monthly fee. It's just that transaction.
It's a percentage of the transaction.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, but would that bring the membership fee down to $28.90?
Well, yeah, if you take out.
Well, in theory, yeah.
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 Only if you pay with a credit card.
Yeah.
Money.
Only if you pay with a credit card online. Which you would still take by hand if you, you know.
But that's just something to look at in the future. Is that
it's,
right?
It's something,
right.
It's something down the road.
Something
right.
down
yeah,
the road
yeah, yeah.
to consider.
It's something down the road.
Possibility.
Yeah. We have to take these things in baby steps.
Exactly.
We have to, crawl before we can walk.
Sure.
And,
all right. What about these two invoices? Do they need to be paid?
No.
Huh?
No. Not yet.
Not yet.
You cannot pay those. You can pay the banner one.
You can pay the banner one.
You can't pay that other one.
Yeah. We're going to ask.
We haven't talked about them.
Yeah. No, we haven't talked about.
Yeah, just hang on. Just hang on a second.
Our last meeting.
Let's get to the committee reports here. All right, Skywarn. Arthur, can you fill us in on any activity on the Skywarn?
24 people there, and several of the new hands from the technician class was there, so that's a good deal.
Okay. What's the weather like for the next week or so? Have you got any long range?
Well, we had some storms predicted yesterday. Last night, they all went south of us down below Shreveport. And I think we're clear for the weekend.
What about next weekend? Yes.
We got storms this next weekend all the way through Friday, and then storms again from Sunday forward. So Saturday, you know, you're too close in there to say yes or no, but.
The reason I asked that is we've got two events Saturday that are, the club is participating in, the Ark of the Tax Challenge and the Scout-O-Rama. So if it rains Saturday, both of them could be a wash.
Yes.
So stay tuned to the weather. There is climate change. The climate changes every day, folks.
Yes.
Okay? All right. Now, Arthur, I'll call on you to talk about the new website. Give us a briefing on that.
Well, the website was not really formally approved, and I realized that when I did this. But it had been discussed several times before, just a light discussion of getting a new one and doing other things with it. So from there, I kind of took it and kind of went with it. We did at,
the website all this time has been done by me. It's been hosted on my server for free with no cost involved to the club. We reached a position I could no longer do that. Okay, I can no longer host that website for free and do the things that this club wants to do with it. So that's kind of where we are with it. If the club wants to continue with a website, there is going to be a cost involved with that website. If the club wants to discontinue a website, that's okay too. As the website was a static page and didn't change, I could do that. But as technology changes and there are things that lots of people in the club would like for it to do, and I honestly believe it's all good, I just could no longer do that for the club. So that's kind of where we're at. So first off, I think the club needs to decide, do you want a website or do you not? If it's yes, you want to go forward with the website, then there's cost involved with that. And that kind of brings us up to date of where we are. I discussed that with Arthur, and Arthur can design a new design. Okay, but it's not been approved by the club. No money has been expended by the club, and there's no obligation to the club currently to spend that money. Okay, that's kind of where we are in this process right now. So I think Arthur can answer most of the questions from there. I had to set the stage for everything you were saying because it didn't make sense to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Not everybody had heard that part of the puzzle. So that's kind of where we are.
You get asked about it, so that's one of the work that did before.
No, that's where I wanted to bring everybody up to date on. So, now, if there's questions, now's the time.
The new website is very interactive. There's a members-only section. You can see photos like you do on Facebook, but also know that there's a lot of people that don't have Facebook. I'm one of those that don't have Facebook and don't want to have Facebook and will not have Facebook. But there's pictures out there that I would like to see. And so there's a photo gallery. You can do that. You can also sell your used gear online, although it doesn't run money through it. It's just a way of connecting the seller with the buyer. You can see all the minutes of the past meetings. Richard is uploading minutes of it. You can also listen to the minutes of his audio file that he records every week. We could just added yesterday a way of downloading new programs to program your radio. So if we change a frequency, we can download that and import it into another into a program to be able to update our radio. So there's a lot of functionality in it. And also our users are now being added to it, so you can get at any time, 24 hours a day, pick out a new membership roster. So there's a lot of functionality to it that we did not have in the past. Yes?
Anytime that anybody is trying to hand test, trying to do one, first thing that vendors want to do is look at your website.
Yeah.
That is a major part of getting people to your hand test.
Also, one of our vendors has a difficult to contact. He has a preference for you to sign up for him as the website.
Any other questions on the website? Okay.
It's active now, right?
It will be.
Well, so
there is a cost associated with that website. As it stands now, it's $7 for the club.
2 years. Yeah.
2 years.
That covers the expense for 2 years for all the hosting. Arthur is doing the design for free, so there's no cost there. At the end of 2 years, we could then reevaluate. There'd be the opportunity to move that website to another hosting server that wouldn't cost as much, or we could pay as much as $250 for it. We would have the option in 2 years to make that decision. That wouldn't have to be made, you know, today, because that would be a decision to be 2 years from now.
Yeah.
Actually, it'd be 2 years from about a month ago,
yeah.
Really and truly.
Yeah.
Because that would,
and
that would,
and what we would have to evaluate as a club is that website worth it to us with the functionality, the additional functionality that we put in there. Right. Something they didn't mention is there is a link page in there where Arthur has set up to ARRL and maybe QRZ, a lot of the online ham study applications that you can just hit on a link and brings you right to them. And for possible new members or upgrade members that are upgrading, and what we do is envision you to go to that thing maybe weekly or every other day or so to see stuff on it, and we can add functionality when we find the right plugins to add to it.
You said $107 for the first 2 years.
For 2 years,
yeah. Anybody cares? It's only $7.70 a month.
Yeah,
it's not exactly hard.
Yeah. No, it's very economical.
So it is.
Yeah,
I pay more than that for what I do. I mean,
and even if you go to the $250, you divide that by 12. What is it? $20
a month. 24, right? Or is it 12?
Well, right now we've got a promotional rate for 2 years, and that's why it's so cheap. So $4.49 a month. So in 2 years, it'll go up to the regular price of $10.49 or something like that.
But you're not signing a contract, so you can do anything you want.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
You're only kind of agreeing to a 2 year deal for the $107.
Right.
And we're not obligated to that.
Right.
This is a 90-day thing, so if we don't want a website, I'll cancel the website, we'll get my money back, and work.
So there's no obligation here.
Jason, you're probably familiar with this cost. Is it pretty standard?
It's
among
actually inexpensive.
Real
for
cheap.
For the
real
web hosting,
cheap. Yeah, it is.
For the web hosting that I personally do, with my pay $100 a year. So that's $200 for 2 years. However, I have none of the interactive stuff we're talking about, which does normally cost more to have that type of an interactive website. I'll be honest and tell you the $250 sounds expensive. I didn't know about that part, but that is expensive. And we would probably shop another provider in 2 years to move that website to someplace much cheaper. But
$10 a month. Yeah. So the 640 is that number 2 years?
Yeah, for 2 years.
See, again, that's
I thought you were saying that last
per year. I'm like, holy crap.
That's 640.
Yeah.
So that's what you're looking at. You're looking at $125 a year after 2 years.
$4 a month.
It's, you know, $1,000 a month. What's that?
It's very reasonable. If you're doing anything in the web internet business,
we need to put it into a motion to do this.
Yeah, it does need to be. First of all, I mean, does everybody want a website?
Yeah.
Based on these costs, I mean, is that something?
Yeah, let's be honest. Is anybody doesn't want a club website?
I'd like to make a comment.
Yes.
Before I joined the club here, if it had not been for y'all's website, I wouldn't be here. Now, there are clubs all over the place. The information that I got about this club, I got off that website before I made my first meeting here. I think it's a good investment.
It does expose us, especially when you get an interactive one and you've got it, you have as much interactivity to it. It will expose us to the internet age.
It's
been running. We're loading data in.
Right.
In this day and time, if you do not have a website and you're trying to do anything in this world, you can hang it up.
Yeah, I mean,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the day and time that we live in.
Any brick and mortar store now, if they don't have a website, they're not going to go. They're not going to be what I call an ongoing business, because a certain percentage of their sales is going to come from the internet, and it's the same way with us.
Yeah. I mean, if we want to grow our membership, if we want to be known in the community as a service provider, all of those things, people are going to be looking at websites.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
And I'll ask this to Arthur, and this is something that I hadn't asked him before. I don't want to put you on the spot. Is the availability to eventually advertise on there? Some companies even use their website for advertising purposes. You can have a link on there where they can put an ad over there on the side or something. Is that available to us?
That is available. There is stuff out there to do that. Google does that a lot, and there's things we can do.
It could be a revenue generator, is what I'm saying.
Our 501c.
Yeah.
In other clubs,
that
is a revenue generator.
I don't know about you all, but I hate going to websites. I have to load before I see the page.
I know.
Yeah. And in about second and a half, I'm done. I'm going to another page, and I don't want to mess with it. And I don't want to see little flashy things on the side when I'm trying to read the main content. And it is exactly right. That is annoying. And I really am opposed to doing that. But
that kind of
everybody agrees with that.
Counteracts our nonprofit status too.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to ask.
I go.
Would it be a
thing of it? Just thing of it is.
Motion? I'd like to make a motion that we
take a minute.
See a show of hands of everybody who wants to have a website. Would that be appropriate?
Just a minute.
Okay.
The only problem I got is I don't need to get these invoices before it's brought before the club.
Right.
And discussed.
Yeah, you should not have that in your hand. Yeah, you should have the website in hand.
You should not have that in your hand.
Well, I mean, it was sent to me.
Okay, but you shouldn't have it.
It's sent to me, and
plain and simple, you shouldn't have had it.
Well, it was sent to me, and
okay,
I got to bring it up. I got to bring it up before the club.
No, you were told not to. You were told not to. That it hadn't been discussed.
Told not to.
That we hadn't discussed that.
Well, I mean...
It's okay.
It's okay.
I get these invoices.
Let me have a show of hands to everybody that wants a website. Any dissenters that does not want a website. That's unanimous.
Okay, there you go.
Now we're acceptable for a motion and a second to on the website.
I motion that we approve the 2-year deal.
that he's set up right now.
Second.
And second, Robert Ward. That's Robert Bailey.
Based on the expense of 107.
Yeah.
Less than 100.
Based on 107.82.
Yeah, 107 something.
107.82. Now.
Another motion. Was there a second?
Another motion coming up.
There was a second?
Yes, Robert Ward. Actually, we covered old business or new business in the.
There's a motion on the floor.
Yeah. There he is?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm motioning now.
Right.
We didn't have a woman's baby step.
Right. Right. We've got a motion. We've got a second. All those in favor of the motion, raise your hand.
We
got a vote on it.
That's what I'm trying to get to now. Yeah.
Raise your hand. Okay. All those opposed, raise your hand. That was approved.
Yes, I got it.
Yeah. Now, David.
Now
you can pay that invoice.
Now I have a question.
Yes.
If somehow the banner got left out of the minutes, do we just need to do it again? Make everybody comfortable with that?
That was voted on.
If it got left out of the minutes, do we need to do that again and just have it approved?
It was only discussed in the minutes.
I think the actual minutes would make it correct.
Yeah.
The audio file will show that because
it's
already, we've already made a motion, voted on it, approved, and unanimously.
Yeah.
We
just
need to approve.
Does anybody have a problem with that? We'll do another motion in another.
Arthur?
Just a minute.
I think
if you look, the wording was that we would look into it. Later.
I actually made the motion myself.
I personally did it.
Yeah. And I said we'd spend up to $120.
We got to go buy.
He said 150, but I actually said 120.
With the many people.
I know the motion I made. I rarely make motions myself, but I did that day. And I don't know how it got left out of the minutes, but and LaRue remembers. I don't know.
I will go back and listen to the tape. That's the easiest.
Yeah, we're going to have to hang you for that. You know.
Under the March minutes, says new business. Says Arthur Christie and Clarence Schilling are going to look into getting a second banner produced for the club. Now that's in the minutes right there.
That's not correct.
Not right. Very
okay.
And if you go out to the site and look at the current one, that's been amended and changed.
Oh, all right. So I got the old minutes.
You got the old one.
All right. That's what I need to know.
Okay. So, let me ask you. That makes us okay to pay both of these invoices now.
Correct.
Anybody object?
I got the checkbook.
Okay. Good deal. All right. Moving on. Let's go over to the Arklatex Challenge bike ride. Put the date on that one.
Well, let's see. Anita's got one of those liability release forms. David's got them over there. And the only one that, let's see, Steve and Jonathan, are y'all going to do the bike ride?
I won't be there. I'm not sure.
Jason, are you going to do the bike ride?
When is that?
The 11th?
11th.
Next weekend. Next Saturday.
I don't know. I guess I can fill one out and sign it just in case. But
okay.
Now that bike ride doesn't start until about 10 o'clock in the morning. So we got plenty of time to get together, set up. Now, are you gonna have the trailer?
Yeah.
You're gonna have the trailer.
I'll get the trailer.
Does it already have a 2 liter antenna on it?
Yeah.
You have to put it up. It's got an antenna.
Do I need to bring an antenna?
No, it's in the trailer. You have to pull it out and stand it up.
Okay. Yeah. All I won't bring an antenna then. I'll bring a dual channel radio, so you can listen to two channels at once.
Well, we've got it's just a single channel in there, but we've got a dual channel radio that we need to hook up.
There.
Huh?
Could just swap it out.
We've got a V71 that we're going to hook up.
That's what we need, a V71 in there.
No.
And I will bring a radio there.
Yeah.
You got the radio. Okay.
A little mobile repeater.
So everything's okay. Man. Just got the power supply to run it. We got plenty of people to run it. So Danny and Danny are here. And
is everybody signed up for that can help us on the 11th? For the that's where we're going to need the majority of our folks on that bike race, because we got to scatter you out over 70 miles. So, okay. And everybody that's helped is going to have signed a release. If you haven't, we'll make some copies. And you, Clarence, you want to explain to them why the release is just...
That's what I have. The release is a standard form that they have used. This will be the second year. Last year they did it, and they missed a bunch of people to get to sign it. But this company that does these bike rides and stuff, USA Cycling Incorporated, they rent some of the bicycle riders or attorneys and pretty good people. And they said, you need to have a liability police sign from anybody that takes part in that, whether they're volunteer or riding a bicycle.
What do they expect us to do? Run over a bicycle or trip no. over something?
A bicycle running over you.
No, but you
they were the one that needs the liability, not us.
Yeah, you could step out of your car and twist your ankle.
Right. Yeah.
And because you were helping with that could be wild.
This is an incorporated company that does these. They want this because they're on the dotted line. If you go out there and get injured, and also there's a little deal in there that you agree that you're not an employee of this company. We don't care anything about being an employee of USA Cycling. That's ridiculous. But anyway, they still want you to sign it that you are not an employee. Which we never intended to be employees anyway.
There's others that do the same thing.
Yeah.
Marshall Lines, you have
standard.
It's a standard form.
Yeah. In this day and age, as you guys well know, people have gone super crazy.
Yeah.
We're a very, very litigious society.
Look for a way to sue somebody. And obviously, you know, they're protecting themselves against that. And that's the reason pretty much everybody nowadays does that. I mean, if you're participating in almost any kind of volunteer, fundraiser kind of thing, you're going to sign a release form. I mean, that's...
Okay.
That's what it is.
That it, Clarence?
That's it.
All right, thank you. All right, the Scatterama. Robert?
Hi there.
Tell us about it.
Scatterama is where the Cattle Area Cast comes together and all the troops show off their skills and expertise. I believe we were notified that they would like ham operators there. I'm going to be there because my son's going to be up on stage with Ross Perot with his Eagle Scout Award last year. So now they're going to recognize the Eagles. But I guess we will have a tent. Or our canopy in the corner somewhere showing off our skills and expertise in the radio. I'll have a junior RV set up on the PVC pipes and radio out. And if we got some electricity next to it, that's fine. If not, we'll just have it set up and we can go when it does. Excuse me. Green stuff coming to me. But that's kind of what we play, what the Scatterama is.
Yep.
Over the past years, the I call them the natural people, the pioneer people, they usually have their tents out and show their handicrafts and so forth. And we'll just have, if it rains, I don't expect to have our big rigs out there in the middle of the humidity, and then our HTs will be at work for us to show it off and so forth. Our junior member Matt He'll be out there with his HT and his cat uniform showing it off too with us. So that's all I know.
All right, David.
Robert, where do you know where you're going to set up the tent at?
No.
Can I?
He's the one that got notified over there.
Yeah. Don Middleton with the scouts, I have been talking the last couple of months. We talked yesterday on the phone. Carl and I will be setting up something. There is a tent that could be close by to the headquarters. We may have electricity, but I believe Carl already has a generator already in his possession or getting ones or something. So we'll have that as a backup as well. He'll be ringing the radio. I'm bringing my PSK. And we need to meet. We're meeting about at the headquarters tent, which I think is there by the airplanes. I'm not sure. According to the map on the website, that's where it's at. And we'll meet at the headquarters and get signed in. They'll tell us exactly where we need to go. And we'll be there about 7 o'clock or 7:30 in the morning. He was kind of wanting to set up the night before or telling us that we could set up the night before. And I said, well, we're not gonna, we probably won't be doing that. We'll just go out Saturday morning early.
Well, the troops come in Friday night, set up their camps
right.
And stuff to sleep over Saturday night.
Do we still need to bring our club tent out there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's all I need.
Because I think y'all's gonna use the trailer.
Yeah.
At the thing, so we'll use the tent and.
Okay.
And table. I've got a table we can use. And I don't know if anybody else got a table. One table.
And that's the reason we wanted the additional banner, because we were going to be in two places on that day. our existing banner goes to the Liberty ILO down there, the bike race, and the new banner will go to them, I guess.
We'll
fight over which one gets the new banner. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's more exposure out there than there is out there.
Yeah, I'm looking at growing some out there. We got some little bit that we can grow into hands.
Well, I think with Matt being young as he is out there with his stay and talking to the younger boys, being interactive with them and so forth, that will help us with the younger kids and so forth.
Right now I've got Arthur and Carl Naaman and Robert Ward and David Teague and Matthew, the Scout-O-Rama folks. You don't need as many for that as we do on the other one. So, yes.
I just remind everyone to bring your cameras, bring your cell phones, take a lot of pictures, particularly of people that are in activity, pictures of people with doing radio activities as well, but also participants in the event. And those can all go on to the new website. And if you ever get something, you know, really special, that can be bundled up and sent to AWR as well. But just want to remind you, this is
the
time to get some content for the website. Yeah.
How much space do we have for the new website?
More space?
Yeah. How many gifs can you put on there?
Oh, it's got unlimited.
Unlimited?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's probably got a theoretical limit of probably about 100 gigs.
That's
unlimited
on
the
back.
But when you read it's
quite a lot. Once you start putting a bunch of pictures up, it does fold up.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving along. The tech class instructional period has finished up. We started off with about 16. We went up 3 to about 19. We lost a few. I'm estimating we'll probably have 10 to 12 that will test this Tuesday. When we asked the last time how many would test, I think it was about 10 or 12 that raised their hand.
Eight.
Yeah. But
we might have a few more.
There's a few that wasn't there to raise their hand.
So
remember, if you're in the tech and you want to upgrade, come on out there and upgrade.
Yeah. Or if you're a general and want to take a shot at extra, come on out and you got 15 spare dollars.
I'll be taking a shot.
Huh?
That's right.
We'll let you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of shot do you want to take?
I will make sure I give you the answer sheet with all the answers on it.
Yeah. It was pretty good. It was a pretty good group this time. We didn't think we'd have very. I think that there was about four or five signed up when we started, and I'll be doggone if the room didn't fill up.
Well, we've got a couple of people here from the class that's in the meeting right now.
Really? Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's one over there. There's
Richard
over
Arthur
here.
Back here. Barbara Henderson. Yes, Barbara.
Jason, you did want to meet with the VE the Monday evening, Monday night, before the test on Tuesday night.
We can.
That's a good idea.
I don't know if we can or not. Is that room available?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would.
We talked about a meeting before.
We can meet there. It'll be a short. We'll just.
The test starts at
6:30 over there at Nash for
Monday night.
Monday night, 6:30
for the VEs
to meet for the VEs to meet over there.
We'll make it quick.
Yeah,
I promise it won't be long.
Basically, a game plan.
I don't know what we're presenting scheduled for that night or not.
If not, we can.
I know tailgate.
According to Steve.
We're gonna have a ham fest meeting. Yeah. Could have a little VE meeting and just do it right
away. Do you
have some tests with you?
Yeah.
We could do it. I don't need 10 minutes. Okay. We can do it right after this if y'all want to.
Well, all of these.
Take 10 minutes to do what I want to do.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Did we ever decide on our First Christian Church?
No, we're getting to that.
We're getting.
Okay.
Did they decide on a meeting Monday, or did they decide on
a meeting?
No,
we're going to meet.
We're going to meet with the VEs after this meeting to go over the testing next Tuesday. Take about 10 or 15 minutes, no more than that. Right, Jason?
Yes, right after this meeting.
Okay.
I want an answer sheet.
Real quickly, on field day, June the 27th and 28th, I have turned a letter over to Robbie Robinson to let them know that we're going to do field day at the site we had last year, and it will be a 24-hour period. They require that letter so that it will keep the police from running us in for staying in the park overnight. Technically, you're not supposed to stay in the park overnight, so we have to get special compensation for that. And I turn that letter in to him. Okay? So we're cleared for that. The Red Cross smoke alarm event, as I let you know by email, has been canceled from the last time due to the weather, and it's been rescheduled for the 18th. April the 18th. So we're meeting today. We got the bike race and Scout-O-Rama next Saturday. And then the 18th, we've got the smoke alarm canvas event. So if you're going to help with that, get your name into us. All right. Ham Fest. I'll give you a short brief on that, and we'll probably have a meeting. We're probably going to have a couple of meetings before the Ham Fest actually gets underway, and I'll get with you on that. We've got the building committed. We've got the prizes in hand. We've got vendors committed. I need to go back and get confirmation from the vendors and the table count from them next week. And we're going to need a lot of help Friday and Saturday for that ham fest. So
amen.
Get your working clothes on and get ready.
Please.
All right. Now, that's all the committee reports. Moving on to old business.
Excuse me?
Yes.
There will be testing out there at the ham fest. And thanks to the Marine Corps League, they've let us use their little building out there. It's a 10-by-20 building, and we'll be able to test maybe 6 to 8 people in that little building. So I just wanted to mention that we will have testing out there. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Old business. We are now operating under the new bylaws as of April the 1st. Just wanted to let you know that. Discussion on the new club meeting location. Robert Talent has agreed with his church, the Central Christian Church,
right down the street
here. You can throw a rock and hit it almost.
Yep.
If you can throw to the center field.
Wood and walnut, right on 9th Street.
Right. They have a community center. Y'all tell me if I'm wrong, but if you look where the metal gate is up there, and you look at this, it's almost this big, and it's clear. It's span, there's no columns in it.
It's a little bit bigger than this.
A sound system, got good lighting, I don't know how many of you, I know David Jackson, David Teague.
And David Glenn.
Yeah, and myself.
The David Committee.
Yeah. Yeah. Went down and looked at it, and I was impressed. It's hardly ever used. They actually have two kind of these facilities. We were worried about, well, what if a wedding kicks us out on a Saturday? Well, the other one is up closer to the sanctuary, and that's the one they use for weddings. Both of them have kitchens, good lighting, sound systems, plenty of chairs, plenty of tables. Good parking, wheelchair ramps. They've actually got a little library that they keep locked up that we could get keys for. Would make a good testing facility, separate from the community center, across the hall, really.
You've got a kitchen out there to decide for it.
Do what?
You got a kitchen out there to
decide. Yeah.
Can't mean anything.
I can't cook, though. excellent meeting facility. Free. We could get into it. Matter of fact, Robert is on the maintenance committee, and he has the keys to it. And so we can get into it anytime.
And he's already met with his people.
Robert, I'll let you talk a little bit about it.
Well, I think David said everything that really needs to be said. The kitchen is there, available. All we have to do is clean up after ourselves. So if we come in there and have 40 or 50 people in there partying or whatever, we're going to have to clean up when we get done. Otherwise, it's a tile floor, so we don't have any carpet to mess with. And we had a board meeting last week, and they approved us to use it the first Saturday of every month. There's no activity planned, and once we're on the docket now, they won't be planning that. If they have to do something at the other, like David said, the other facility that we have in the older church is the one they use the most when they're doing, well, as a matter of fact, they're probably using it today for Easter egg hunting. But the whole church is behind it. Got a couple of members of the church that are wanting to get involved in the radio club. So we're it's a promising thing. And maybe we get some of you folks there and you get interested in our church. So it's a work both ways. The Central Christian Church, the Disciples of Christ. So I thought it was a good idea about 6 months ago when I sat there and couldn't hear what was going on, especially when I was fixing breakfast. So there won't be anybody making any noise in that building. And besides that, we have a good sound system that you can broadcast the whole place. You can even play basketball in here if you want to, but not while we're having a meeting.
Yeah.
So it's available. And we're not going to have it there next Saturday from next month because we're having the
Ham Fest.
But the first Saturday in June will be our first meeting over there.
If we approve it.
If you approve, go on.
Yeah.
I have a question. I know, you know, sometimes we do have other things going and we're involved in something, or like the Ham Fest, and normally in those situations we move our meeting to the second Saturday of the month. is that going to create any issues?
I don't
problems?
See it. We seldom ever have anything in there on Saturday morning. If there's anything going on, usually it's in the evening, if anything.
We just need to let
we just have to let them know.
Yeah.
And we would always know that, I think, unless
they're in
advance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks,
LaRue. Thanks. I have one question. Yeah. What if Mr. Talent comes down sick or out of town on a Saturday of the meeting? Who's going to let us in?
There are several ways that we can handle that. Robert has a key to the building himself. We can either get a key from him, or we can have one of our members, one of the officers, go to the church office and get a key.
And I addressed that at the church, at that board meeting. He said, now what if I have to have somebody else that's not a member of this church use the facility? And they said, if you'll come by on a Friday evening, Friday afternoon, before the Saturday meeting, they'll sign you out a key and give you the code. So, and David Teague has already volunteered to do that. So one of us ought to be available, and if we both got out of pocket, I'm sure we could make, they didn't say who, anybody from the club could go in there on Friday afternoon and pick up a key. So it's wide open.
He asked for a question. Okay. What's the main opposition of meeting up here? I didn't understand that.
Noise.
Too much noise?
Yeah.
Why twice, Dave?
Noise.
I was just trying to take an observation of what was going on. This location right here, I don't believe there's too many people around this or anything like that.
The television's going, you got people back there talking, and then last meeting was so noisy you couldn't hear anything.
Yeah. I hope I'm projecting loud enough today where
we're in that corner.
It's parking, certified parking.
A lot better parking
with more
buildings.
Yeah.
There's closer over there.
A lot closer.
A little bit of exercise in the mornings.
It's only a couple hundred yards from here to the building. Yeah. So you're not going to be traveling any further.
They've got a full parking lot on the north side of the building, which is kind of the main entrance for that community center. Now, you can come in on the south side, but the main entrance to it is on, that's where the wheelchair ramp is.
Yeah,
it's on the north side.
And you see that big sign for Central Christian Church, stop and call.
Yeah.
Just take a lift and go into that parking lot right behind it. It's on the north side of the building.
Any other discussion? Any questions? I want to get everybody's opinion and.
Rick, and if we want to do a cooking, I guess we can have that
religion.
That's what I was wanting to do, to make a division.
I ain't cooking, baby.
Is it?
So,
the first person to ask has to make a
decision.
Does anybody?
You can stop and pick up your breakfast on the way.
Yeah.
And the thing is, at some point, I know Clarence mentioned, and I haven't been down there when they've done it, but I know the Atlanta Club, from time to time, does breakfast before their meeting and has people put in donations for their breakfast, and it ends up being a fundraiser for them. So, I mean, you know, I know we wouldn't want to do that every month, but if we ever decided we wanted to do that, then that availability.
We always have coffee. I'll make sure we have coffee.
That's the disadvantage to it is the breakfast thing. You don't have the capability for breakfast. You can either come here, you got Dixie Diner that's just down on State Line. You've got IHOP that's out there that's right down the McDonald's, Burger King, Sonic. You can still have the sweetheart make you a breakfast before you leave if you want to.
Maybe you could make it for your sweetheart.
Yeah, well, you don't want me cooking. Anybody have problems with meeting in a church? I mean, I don't want to be necessarily politically correct, but some folks might have objection to that. I want to make sure.
It's not in the church, it's in the recreation area.
Yeah, it's really in their recreational area. Yes. Yeah. Robert.
David, we built that building as a community center. We do feed the homeless there every Christmas. And we have some activities in there from time to time. But it is not part of the main church, not part of the sanctuary, so you really won't feel like you're in a church when you're in that. It's where we sometimes we have entertained a early church for contemporary, a lot of music and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't go far, so they have that service there. They used to at 8:30 in the morning, but they haven't, and that's on Sunday, of course. But you're not
going to
feel like you're in
the
church if that bothers you
anyway.
Yeah.
Good. Any other questions?
Entertain a motion.
I'll entertain a motion if you want
to. Make a motion, we change it to over there.
You bet.
Thanks. Sure. Gerald, Dykus, seconds. All those in favor of moving our meeting? Okay, hands down. All those opposed? Motion is approved.
That would be for the June meeting.
For the June meeting.
Put it in a minute.
And it's in a minute.
David, that brings another question. You probably ready to cover this, but will we have a May meeting the week after the Hamfest?
No.
No May meeting.
No. Okay. We're all going to be tuckered. Come about 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock Saturday, May the 2nd, I'm going to be, well, probably not. It'll probably be 5 o'clock before we get home. Yes. Robert.
Yeah.
When we had the Hamfest our year, we just had a little short meeting right before the Hamfest opened the doors. Just a little short one to go through the minutes and the treasury report, and then we cut it off, and then we had the Hamfest. That way we stayed within their schedule of meetings. So y'all might consider that.
We might do that. And if nothing else, get the prayer and the pledge down.
Exactly.
Make sure we got...
By the way, we'll have a flag.
Yes, that is a plus, Robert. Thank you, Robert. They do have
flags
there all the time. All right. Got that Adam out of the way. Any other old business that we need to consider? That's all I had on my list, but I'm not the expert here, so. All right. Any new business? David.
Question. Robert,
yes.
Mr. Ward.
Yes, sir.
Last meeting, did you say something about you would look into
the donation
system?
We were up at Children's Hospital a couple of weeks ago with Matt. and they were real nice to us. They did a real good job with us. But I haven't looked into it, but I will. Thank you for reminding me.
Okay, so when
would you like that on your desk, sir?
I would like that on my desk by next meeting.
Okay. You'll have it by in the next week.
Is that for the check for children's?
Yes, sir. And he said something wrong. Said something about donations or something.
Well, we approved it.
Who did you call? Called us. Thank you for that.
They just put it on.
You had a question.
Yeah.
Hey, do you think it'd be appropriate to have a letter sent to Wadley thanking them for their hospitality?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah. We'll take care of that.
Thank you.
Make myself a note.
There was another part of that, Mr. Ward. You said something about donations to. Along with that $100?
When he finds out.
Donations whatever we collect on the day that we decide to collect on.
Yeah.
We just bring it to the meeting, collect, and get it sent to the opposite of the $100.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
I got that out of the way. By the way, we got two new members today.
Yay!
Before I call for a motion for adjournment, I do have voucher tickets for sale. Anybody that wants them, I've got the $20 one, and you get 25 tickets for $20. And I've got the $10 one where you get 12 tickets for $10. If anybody wants a voucher for tickets ahead of time, let me know.
Okay, David, let me ask you a question. Now, there was some talk that if you bought vouchers and got your tickets the day before HamFest, you would be eligible for a drawing on that Friday afternoon. Is that?
So here's what the HamFest committee decided.
Okay.
For any vouchers that are bought and turned in on Friday for their tickets, we will have a drawing Friday for a prize for those pre-voucher purchases. So it's an incentive for you to buy your vouchers early and get those. So there would be a small drawing out of those vouchers. So that would be done before all of them are put in the pot.
Well, that would make it legal in the state of Arkansas, right?
Seems that way.
Gray area.
Just make you read the law.
Well,
yeah, all that doesn't, nothing changes.
Just changes on the spot.
Yeah.
Right. An additional drawing.
Just for the vouchers for the purpose.
Okay. And you don't have to
buy your vouchers.
And you don't have to be present to win on the Friday one.
We didn't decide that.
Yeah. You'll probably be out there helping us.
Yeah.
If we sell vouchers to other people.
You know, I'm going to say you wouldn't have to be present if
it's
on the vouchers.
Yeah.
We didn't discuss that, but most of the people on the committee are here. Would anybody have a problem with that you're not present?
Friday voucher.
To win the Friday voucher?
And it could be that somebody could have been helping us and had to go pick up their kids or something else. So.
Yeah.
But I think that would be an incentive sometimes for people to buy vouchers ahead of time instead of waiting. So as much as we can get in ahead of time, that's
and that prize has not been decided, but it will most likely be a radio. Probably an HD.
A handheld. So
there's real incentive there.
What model? What brand?
I told you I haven't been decided. Did you just hear me?
Oh, Lordy.
All right. Last call for any new business. For adjournment.
So move. I second.
All right. That's Robert Talbot. Motion for adjournment.
Would be
Daniel Diffenbacher.
Right here for 10 minutes.
Okay, is there a HamFest committee meeting next week?
We got to vote on right now, or at least.
Do what?
You got to vote on being released.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. All those in favor of adjournment, raise your hand. All those opposed to adjournment, raise your hand. Two opposed.
All right. Get over there. Get to this meeting.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. There's one on the back.
Okay. The only way, David, I can keep making a mistake is to have an agenda.
The
only way.
All the
VEs. I'll see you over here.
Calling all the VEs.
Okay. I'm trying to write.
And where's that power? I'll keep it up.
All jump together.
We got two new ones on there?